Good morning, students. Today we are going to learn about poetic devices. Poetic devices are said to be very interesting when you read and useful when you understand. Poetic devices are said to be tools that a poet can use to create a rhythm, enhance a poem's meaning, or identify a mood or feeling of the poet. They are also called as the figures of speech. The first poetic device which we are going to learn is rhyming. Rhyming is when two or more sounds or sentences have different beginning sounds but ending sound is the same. It adds rhythm and music to the poem. For example, sat and cat rhyme because they begin with different sounds yet the ending sound the same. Another example, the people along the sand all turn and look one way. They turn their back on the land. They look at the sea all day. However, the endings do not necessarily need to be spelled the same. For example, sight and kite rhyme because they end in the same sound, even though one ends in I-G-H-T and the other ends in I-T-E. Students, let's continue with our poetic devices or the figures of speech. Let's start with simile. A simile is a figure of speech that uses comparison. In a simile, we use two specific words, like and as, to compare two unlikely things that actually have nothing in common. This is done to bring out the dramatic nature of the prose and invoke vivid images and comparisons. It is one of the most common forms of a figure of speech. Let's see an example. She is as brave as a lion. Here you will notice a girl and her bravery are being compared to a lion. This is an unusual and illogical comparison, but it brings out the vivid imagery and lyrical quality in the sentence. The literal sentence would have said, she is brave, but using the simile, it sounds much better. Some more examples of a simile are, quite like a mouse, as tall as a mountain, as strong as an ox, precious like an angel. Now, let's study what's a metaphor. A metaphor and a simile are quite similar actually. A metaphor also uses things to compare that are in no way similar. It is done to bring out the symbolism. A metaphor is a word or phrase used to show its similarity to another thing. It helps to explain an idea, but if you take a metaphor at its literal meaning, it may sound absurd. For example, Alex is a chicken. Literally, this sounds very absurd, but this is a metaphor which suggests that Alex is a coward or he is frightened. It compares or implies that Alex is a chicken to bring out the symbolism. Some other examples are, all the world's a stage, the technology is a dinosaur, etc. While simile and metaphor seem to be very similar, there is one basic difference between the two. In a simile, the comparison happens with the help of the words as and like, whereas in metaphor, we don't use either of these two words. Thank you. Another very important figure of speech is personification. In this, we personify or represent a non-human entity as human. We give an inanimate object or intangible idea some human quality such as emotions or gestures or even speech. This is done to portray the object as alive and help the listener or the reader paint a vivid picture. Again, if you take the words at their literal meaning, they will sound absurd. For example, the wind howled as the storm grew stronger. Here, we have taken an object, the wind, and personified it as a lively thing, a living thing, by claiming it howled. There are some other examples, like time ran away from him, the boat danced in the puddle, the car died in the middle of the road. Hope you liked it. Our next figure of speech is hyperbole. Hyperbole in the Greek language translates to excess. And that is what it does. It exaggerates. We use hyperboles to emphasize the importance or overstate something. This exaggerate claims and statements are never meant to be taken at their literal meaning. They are used to create a strong and lasting impression. For example, since he has been away from home, he has gotten as thin as a toothpick. Obviously, he has not gotten as thin as a toothpick. We only exaggerate to emphasize how thin he has become. Some more examples. Those shoes cost a king's ransom. For the 1,000,000th time, I've asked you to clean the kitchen. His father is older than the hills. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed the figures of speech.